In the 1920s and 1930s, the country house was the English aristocracy's most prized possession. A Jeeves and Wooster world and the perfect stage for their gilded lives. This was where they had their parties, their shooting weekends and their affairs. It was within these walls, on these landscaped acres and manicured lawns, that they arranged their marriages, forged their dynasties, advanced their careers, and ran the British Empire. This is the story of just one of these houses and the fabulously glamorous couple who owned it, Bobby and Nancy Broughton. They had it all: youth, ambition, good looks, and immense wealth. But were they all they seemed? Tuesday, June the 6th, 1944, D-Day. The Allies are finally ready to take Europe back from those that conquered it. 175,000 Americans, British, Canadians, and Free French begin the assault of the German-held beaches of Normandy. Conducted in two phases, first an airborne assault landing 24,000 men shortly after midnight, and then an amphibious landing of Allied infantry and armored divisions on a 50-mile stretch of the Normandy coast starting at 6:30 a.m. There were also decoy operations to distract German forces from the real landing areas. Allied naval and merchant navy personnel were involved in over 5,000 vessels. The invasion required the transport of soldiers and materials from the United Kingdom by troop-laden aircraft and ships. The assault landings required air and firepower support and naval command of the English Channel.